213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio en direct avec nous ce soir. Le groupe, notamment, j'ai un groupe à vous présenter. J'ai vraiment un bon groupe à vous présenter. Il s'appelle Devil Sold His Soul sur le 113 Rock. J'ai le bassiste en direct, il s'appelle Joseph Noroki. Hi Joseph, nice to meet you.
Hey man, how are you doing? You good?
Yes, good. I'm really good, yes. But at this moment, there is a lockdown, confinement, curfew, everything bad in the world at this moment. We had a great problem. We had a great problem.
Same here, man.
Ah, lockdown. Yeah, it's a nightmare. Yeah. Ok, donc ce soir en direct avec nous, Joseph Noroki, je vous l'ai dit, bassiste du groupe Devil Sold His Soul. Ouais, il vient de nous présenter donc le... l'album qui sortira, qui s'appelle Lost, qui sortira le 9 avril prochain. Mais avant cela, on a un single en avant-première pour le moment, parce qu'on a écouté qu'un seul titre, Beyond Reach. Il vient nous le présenter, ça va être cool, vous allez voir. C'est un bon disque, c'est un bon single. J'ai demandé l'interview, j'ai voulu les avoir parce qu'il y a vraiment quelque chose. C'est un jeune groupe tout moderne et c'est vraiment bien fait quoi. Joseph, tonight the web rock station called Vinyl Times, okay, the name of the program of the show is 213 Rock. We are located in Paris, France, and of course, thank you very much for accepting my interview request. All right, man, let's go.
Yeah, no worries,
man. Yeah. Beyond Reach, it's the first single from Devil Sold His Soul, a new album Lost coming out on April via Nuclear Blast. I think the band now are really happy after so much a long time, because your career started around 2003-2004, something like that, right?
Yeah, it was 2004, I believe, was where it all began. But yeah, this last album's been a long time coming, So we're happy to finally get it out.
Ah, effectivement, Beyond Reach, hein, c'est le single donc qui viendra suppléer l'album qui sortira le 9 avril. Le groupe a déjà sorti un album sur les alentours de 2004. Après, il y a eu certainement un temps de pause. Ils nous reviennent quoi. And Joseph, I discovered the band which is very new signature with the label Nuclear Blast. I must say, I like the single, really.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Love, yes.
Yeah, I mean we're so happy to be on Nuclear Blast. It's been a dream come true really for us, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, c'est un rêve réel, hein, d'être sur le label Nuclear Blast, qu'il me dit. Beyond the Reach, your single has a very atmosphere, melodic, high or aggressive and emotionally intense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what we do, it's kind of what we've always done.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a little bit different for the Nuclear Blast fans, but it's had a lot of positive response so far, so we're super stoked with that.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, c'est peut-être un peu une nouvelle signature sur Nuclear Blast par rapport à ce qu'ils proposent habituellement, mais bon, c'est l'ouverture d'esprit, c'est ça qui c'est aussi très important au sein d'un label. Ce titre Beyond Reach, notamment, il y a quand même des atmosphères qui sont assez variées, hein. Il y a du mélodique, il y a un peu de côté progressif, c'est aussi agressif, émotionnellement, c'est très intense, quoi. And Beyond the Reach, the single has a good vibe.
Yeah, it has a good vibe. I hope that's what everyone thinks. Yeah, man, totally. I mean, we've got a new single coming out soon as well, so that'll present a bit of a different side to the band as well. So,
okay,
going to cover all bases.
Ok, effectivement, comme je dis, hein, le single Beyond Reach est vraiment, il y a une bonne vibe, il y a un nouveau single qui va arriver, qui va montrer une autre facette du groupe. And I read many comments from your fans on YouTube, such as Paul and Ed singing is a one song and it sounds perfect match. Another one said absolutely incredible track, give me a mega chills. Ed and Paul work really together. And another one said thank you very much for another masterpiece, your creativity has huge impact on people. Wow, it's great. Yeah, it's really great. Yeah. You are getting a great response of your music.
Yeah, I mean it's such a nice things to see for us. I mean, we've been away for a couple of years, and I think maybe we forgot how great it was to connect with the fans and have them say such amazing things. And you know, it feels good. Feels good to have such a positive effect. And with the two singers, it was something that we brought back in 2017 with the Fragile Hope tour,
mm-hmm.
and we just kept going. Just Ed stayed with us, and it just worked perfectly, I think.
Ouais, effectivement, hein, les réponses notamment concernant venant des fans hein, qui ont posté des commentaires incroyables, notamment sur le clip qui est disponible sur sur YouTube via la chaîne Nuclear Blast. Et fait, oui, il y a de très très beaux commentaires venus un petit peu de différents endroits du monde. Et en plus, ils ont aussi sorti, donc c'était sorti le 11 décembre, 30 000 vues, donc 30 000 vraies vues notamment. Donc c'est vraiment bien quoi. I said 30,000 views. It's I think it's by experience it's very promising.
It's very what, sorry?
Yeah, I said there is some good reviews and real views of the people watching a lot of your video clip.
Yeah, as you say, 30,000, and we checked the Spotify today. Spotify was about 100,000, so to be honest, that's pretty good for us. I mean, it's a good start, and I can't wait to get some more stuff out and build that stuff even more.
Yeah, it's very promising, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Hope so.
Mm-hmm, effectivement, ouais, 30 000 vues sur YouTube, effectivement, ils ont dépassé la barre des 100 000 écoutes sur Spotify. Sympa, sympa. I guess the new album will be a big surprise. Can you give us more details about the new album, please? About Loss?
Yeah, for sure. As you say, it's out on the 9th of April. We've got a couple more singles coming out before that. That should give people more of an opportunity to get a bit more of a feel of how varied the album is. It's not all quite as, I would say. I would personally say that Beyond Reach is quite a poppy song.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one is a lot heavier, and then we've got a couple more as well, which I don't want to ruin any surprises. But I think it's very varied. And there's a lot to enjoy for anyone who likes music or music.
Oh, that's good. Effectivement, hein, le premier titre, Beyond Reach, était plutôt poppy. Le prochain sera beaucoup plus heavy, etc. Il va y avoir des surprises en tout cas. I think your fans are going to get a big Mike Tyson hook in their mouths immediately after the release.
Yeah, well, we're going to see, aren't we?
Yeah, I think it's a big surprise, I think. I think there is some good songs on the new album, or yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Can't wait to get it out. As I say, we've been sitting on it for a long time. Obviously, last year was wiped out because of COVID, so it should have been out a long time ago, but we're just happy to finally get it out.
Yeah, of course. Ouais, effectivement. Comme je disais, l'album, quand il va arriver, les fans, hein, ils vont prendre une grosse patate dans la tronche à type Mike Tyson parce que ça sera, je pense qu'il va y avoir un gros disque qui va débarquer. Il y a des bons titres, c'est très frais, c'est varié. C'est ça qui est bien, c'est que c'est varié, quoi. Donc, il l'a dit, hein, il y a un côté poppy. Effectivement, vous avez déjà un premier single, Beyond Reach. Ensuite, il y aura du heavy, il y aura beaucoup de choses. Il y aura un mix. The album was recorded and produced and mixed by your guitar player, Johnny Rancho.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's done all of our records so far. Obviously, it's amazing to have him be at the helm, and you know, it's comfortable, and obviously everyone being part of the writing team together is just perfect.
Effectivement, comment économiser effectivement dans des budgets où c'est très difficile de faire un album aujourd'hui. Bah, c'est le guitariste qui a produit et mixé l'album notamment, qui s'appelle Johnny Rancho, qui a fait un gros travail, qui a fait vraiment un très très beau travail. Vous pouvez écouter, hein, le mix est vraiment bien, le mix est vraiment parfaitement bien équilibré, ça sonne bien, c'est pour ça, ça sonne vraiment bien. Je pense que le groupe a un bel avenir, ça c'est clair quoi. And it was mastered by Mr. Alan Dutchies at the West Side Music Studio in the United States.
Yeah, it was. I believe he's done all of our things as well. So, you know, we know what we like, and that's what we stick with. We know what sound we like and what sound our fans like. So that's how we do it.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, l'album a été mixé par Mr. Mason Alan Dutchies, notamment West Side Studio Music aux États-Unis. And the artwork is a very good idea, I think. Who designed it?
Say again, sorry?
The artwork I'm talking about is a very good idea. I really love it.
Yeah, our artwork is mostly done by drummer Lex, and guitarist Rick took the pictures in Iceland.
Okay.
When he was on a visit there, and they just seem to perfectly sort of sum up the theme of the album, the kind of isolation but still the beauty of it. So yeah, I think that worked well.
Ouais, effectivement, la pochette de l'album a été un des membres de leur groupe qui était en vacances en Islande qui a pris une belle photo. Hein. C'est vraiment bien. C'est une très bonne idée encore en tout cas. And I hope that at the moment you are working on the next shows or maybe a next tour.
Ah, well, you know, it's so tough right now. We've got so many problems here with the government and not knowing what we're doing.
Yeah, I know.
Not being able to go out, and you know, we just heard, well, I think the latest news from the Brexit is visas on travel and touring in Europe. So it's a little bit up in the air now, but we're just concentrating on the release of the album. So, and then we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Mm-hmm. Encore trop tôt pour parler de dates et de concerts, effectivement, en Angleterre. Hein. C'est vraiment problématique et tout. Et, entre ces histoires de Brexit et puis, enfin, en même temps, ce qu'a signé Boris Johnson il n'y a pas très longtemps concernant la culture anglaise, c'est assez difficile en ce moment. Eux aussi vivent de très, très heures difficiles. I think everybody is fed up with this COVID-19 story. Had enough.
I just can't even listen to it anymore.
Yeah.
Watch the news.
Mm-hmm. Ok, Josie Noroki en direct, le bassiste du groupe. Donc l'album, je rappelle, il sortira le 9 avril prochain. Le groupe s'appelle Devil Sold His Soul. C'est vrai, je vous dis, hein, il y a un single donc on l'a passé, qu'on le sortira, qu'on va encore le passer, hein, bien évidemment. Le track listing, le voici. Ça recommencera avec Hard Hour, ensuite Witness Marks, Burn Dined, ensuite Tateishi The Narcissist, Beyond Reach le single en 6, en titre 7 Signal Fire, en 8 Acrimony, en 9 But Not Forgotten et en 10 Loss. Finally, please, Joseph, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Well, I would say, obviously, stay safe and be good to each other, and you know, check out the album when it comes out. I think there'll be something to enjoy.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for this interview. Okay, man, thank you. You're welcome.
No worries, man. Nice
yeah.
To you.
Okay. Yeah. Tout de suite. Yes. Tout de suite. On continue en musique. Devil Sold His Soul. Beyond Reach. Voici le single 213 Rock. Je vous rappelle, l'album sortira le 9 avril et s'appellera Loss. hier sur la Web Rock Station, Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio sympa, le Devil Soul is Soul. Je rappelle, le single Reach, l'album le 9 avril prochain. Continuons en musique avec Joel Oxtra, 13, Finish Line, l'album Running Games sur 213.